For over a year, the Petersburg Borough has contracted with the state to test travelers at the James A. Johnson Airport. That agreement has been extended and changed three times, but expires this month, along with the end of the local emergency operations center. Sandy Dixon is fire and EMS director and ends her role as section chief for the Petersburg Emergency Operations Center after June 30th.
So we're in the process now of negotiating a Fourth Amendment, and that will allow the hospital to transition to their campus. They're not getting much. I believe this last week we had 25 tests, 20 of which were initial travel tests and 5 were follow-up tests. And so it's not really economical to stay up there, and we're not getting a lot of traffic. So this will give people an opportunity to test if they would like to, and it will allow us to give up the space at the airport.
That means the testing and screening tent at the airport will be coming down. A new extension on the agreement would continue the service through the end of September, but it will move to the Petersburg Medical Center, where asymptomatic and symptomatic testing are already offered. The state switched its travel testing requirement to advisory only this year as vaccination numbers rose and COVID case numbers fell. Within the U.S., the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention and State of Alaska advise pre-travel testing and either quarantine or post-travel testing for non-vaccinated people. But the health agencies say there's no need to quarantine or test if you're fully vaccinated. Nevertheless, Dixon says the option will still be available.
So even if you are vaccinated or you think you haven't been exposed, you are welcome to test, and we encourage you to test. Because that's what's going to keep us ahead of the game.
She estimates testing numbers at the airport probably hit highs of around 120 to 140 tests a week during the pandemic. Travelers will see a sign at the airport with a QR code to scan with a smartphone that will link to information on testing and vaccination availability. And the medical center's COVID hotline at 772-5788 will become the one-stop number to call for information and appointments. Liz Bacom is quality and infection preventionist at PMC.
People can select an option for whether they want to speak to a nurse because they have symptoms, and those calls will go to someone who can assist with that. And then options for testing either as an airport traveler or as a, you know, just somebody who's concerned about wanting to get tested for some other reason like work or their own personal travel, going somewhere, feel like they may have been exposed, but they don't have symptoms. And then the last option would be to schedule a vaccine. We really want to see people adopting to the vaccination mindset, because that is what's going to end this pandemic.
Bacom says the rapid spread of variants around the globe is a concern.
The Delta variant is showing minor symptoms that can be very easily dismissed as a common cold. And for people who are not immunized, who are immunocompromised, who are not old enough to get a vaccine, those are the folks that are most at risk for being exposed and getting very sick. So we really want to encourage people to get vaccinated. So that is really the cornerstone for us moving forward.
Medical Center CEO Phil Hofstetter says PMC is making asymptomatic, symptomatic, and travel testing, along with ongoing vaccination, part of the hospital's regular operations.
It takes a lot of effort to really incorporate those because it's still additional workload. But, you know, our staff is doing a really good job of doing that. It certainly helps that we don't have the huge volumes, obviously with the COVID vaccinations, we've been keeping the rates down. And
Petersburg continues to report no active cases. If there is a new outbreak, Hofstetter says the hospital's emergency operations system would scale up as needed to respond. In Petersburg, I'm Joe Vicnicki.